First of all, congratulations on being named SDM's 2022 Dealer of the Year.
Thank you. Yes, we appreciate it. We're very excited to have received this recognition.
Well deserved. So, first of all, I would like to know more about, you know, the founding story and of Custom Alarm and how your company got to this point in its success.
Sure. Our company was started in 1968, and it was started actually by my dad, Lee J. Johnson, and kind of a typical entrepreneurial startup story. It started in his basement, his house, and really just kind of started with him and then my mom helping a little bit in the early days. And he'd go and sell in the morning and then install later in the day or vice versa, on different days. And then built from there. So then had his first office downtown Rochester, which is where we are still officed in Rochester, but we're kind of more in a business park. But then started growing from there. And we have, I think when we moved into this building, we have about 71 employees now. And we've grown by probably about half those employees when we moved to our kind of second location. And then we moved here to our current location in 1999, and have been able to really grow into this space. And so we're both from a revenue standpoint, a product and offering standpoint, employee standpoint, we've really grown in the last, 55 years.
Great. Okay. So, you know, as you mentioned, your dad founded the company, and I believe he's still a major shareholder.
Yes, correct? He's one of, okay. Yes.
Right. So at what point did you personally become involved with the company, and what things did you learn from your dad or your mom that have influenced your approach to leading Custom Alarm today?
Sure. So I actually was in the hotel industry and had really pursued that as my career path. And then at the time I was living out of state and was thinking about having a family. And so decided to move back to Minnesota to live near my family. And when doing that, had decided to give a try in the family business. So I started in marketing and sales and just wanted to see how it would work out working with my dad and be back here in Minnesota. And that was in 1998. And then have grown in a variety of different positions, moving up to eventually CEO in 2014. And as far as the things that like my dad has helped or influenced is, I think, really by his leadership and how much he has always shown appreciation and care and concern for the employees, treating them like family, and, you know, also still expecting them to do their job and perform and take care of our customers, but doing it in a very kind and respectful way. And then also just he's been always involved in the community through different boards and different ways of giving back, doing kind of what he calls his community taxes. And so I've always thought that was great and got involved early on when I moved back in the community and different things. And so that is, and then just supporting local businesses and our customers is something that he really was focused on and appreciated our customers and tried to do business with them. And I've continued to do that and take it maybe to another level as well.
And I want to talk more about that, your philosophy that your employees are your customers and what that means to you as a leader for your employees and Custom Alarm's customers.
Our employees or my employees here are my customers. I mean, I need to take care of them so that they can do their best to take care of, you know, our mutual external customers. But if the employees, AKA my customers, aren't taken care of or don't feel appreciated or don't feel like their voice is heard or their needs are being met, you know, with regards to things that I can do for them, then they're not going to give their best and they're not going to, you know, be as invested and care as much about the work that they're doing and how they're impacting the business and how they're impacting other coworkers, as well as just the value that it brings to themselves personally is not there as much if they don't feel like they're, you know, an important part of this whole organization.
What are some ways that you try to show that appreciation for your employees and to foster that type of culture?
I'd say that I really try to make sure I have really, good relationships with all of the employees. I take a vested interest in them. I talk with, make it a point each morning to walk around the office just early in the morning when I get here, especially because the technicians get off and running for the day. So I'm here before seven and have an opportunity to say hi to those that are coming into the office for a minute to get their parts or what have you. And then just make a an opportunity. And then also take the time to go around to say hi, good morning to everybody else. That's just something I do each day, is just kind of a simple thing. And then additionally, I mean, I think just the different things I do, whether it's encouraging us to do just kind of different employee events, whether it's just like a lunch or celebrating something else or getting like a coffee truck or an ice cream truck or doing an all staff golf event or just doing Christmas gifts or encouraging employees to that have ideas on things that we can do as a team, or like a group gets together for like we had one of our team members had a benefit this last week and they had frisbee disc or whatever, frisbee golf. Mm-hmm. And so he asked if we'd sponsor his team. It was kind of a last minute thing. And so, we were a sponsor for them. So it's just different things to show that I'm invested in them and, not just the work they do. We also do, things at our local children's museum. I've gotten shirts for all the kids. So just different things to, I don't know. I just want to treat them well and take care of them on things that, maybe is a little above and beyond, but it just embodies like, I want them to be happy and just, and it isn't necessarily always about like how much you get paid in a job. I mean, you want to make sure you pay your employees well, and I think we do, but I think it's the intrinsic things too, that they want to feel valued. And so I try to do different things so that they're not just a number here and that it matters that they're here.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about, just being a female in this industry. There's been a lot of talk in the last couple of years and initiatives from groups like SIA and others about increasing the role of women and also minorities in the security industry. What has your experience as a female who's been in this industry since 1998 been like, and has it changed in recent years?
I mean, I still think that we have a long way to go. I think that we are making some strides. I still do attend a lot of events where I'm like one or two of the only women in the room. And so that's, needing to continue to change. But, as you look around, we still need to like develop people at an earlier age and younger, younger in their path, younger in their career path in the security industry. So, working, here with my team on that, I think that it's good to see that there's some different organizations. I personally haven't been active in those in the security industry. I've had a lot of other things I've been involved in here locally. So that's something I really want to spend more time and energy on. It's just trying to dedicate the time that I have to be able to dedicate over there.
Mm-hmm. What local things have you done or are you doing within your own company to try to foster, females in this industry, minorities, younger people, just all of those things that, the industry is trying to do now?
I mean, I try to get involved in different things with regards to whether I can speak on at different events, and I attend different events. We have like our marketing communications, Anna, she's involved in our local NAWIC. So it's National Association of Women and Contractors. Mm-hmm. And so I've been involved very minor on that. She's actually very involved in it, which I encourage and try to lead by example too with other people here. I have our new controller, she's a female. And so she's been a great add to the team and, just trying to be, like I said, a good role model there. Mm-hmm. And then attending, like I said, just different things within the community. I'm on several different boards. And I try to, as I'm building boards, look at having a very diverse board. One that I'm really proud of is Spark, which is our local children's museum. We have a very diverse board, both from the standpoint of work experience, different markets that people are in, different industries people are in, and then different like culturally. So, and I've been involved in the nominating committee there. So I think that, you know, we have a lot of different voices and perspectives around the table, and it's something that I think is really important as in anything that you're doing to kind of keep building our future to be a little more inclusive, as well as having people who have different perspectives. Again, whether it's business-wise, culture-wise, life-wise, you know, different paths that people have taken, because you really learn more by having different, you know, it's not good to have everybody with the same kind of experiences and life experiences, because you're not going to get the best creativity and the best ideas.
What do you see as the biggest challenges ahead for your company and your fellow security dealers?
I see, I mean, short term, we still are facing the challenge of supply chain frustrations and challenges. So in some ways they've gotten better, and other ways they still are not. And then just the continuous price increases, because, you know, whether it's explained because of the fact that there are tariffs, or there's supply chain crunch, or gas prices going up, or now a recession. I mean, like, I feel like it just gives the manufacturers kind of just any reason and way to continue to increase pricing, and we really can't do anything about it. So it's, I feel like that's going to be the one of the bigger challenges, is how we balance between what we're able to get and what we have to pay, and then what we've already committed to our customers. You know, we have signed agreements from our customers at X amount of price or X amount of dollars, and how I make sure to fulfill that without turning around and, you know, charging them more because I've gotten charged more. So I'm trying to anticipate but not overcharge my customers. And then I'd also say, just with regards to the, you know, labor, which, you know, everybody talks about, we're continuing to grow. So we're finding people, we're looking for people to help us with our growth. And then also just making sure that the employees that we do have, that we're not growing too fast, and making sure we're taking care of their training needs and all the needs that they have, to make sure they're doing they're best prepared to go out and take care of our customers. So I think that other security companies have that same problem, is how do you make sure that the team that you have are properly trained and to take care of the customers? And how do you find people, whether those are experienced technicians in particular, or ones that you have to bring in and train, and how that, you know, ramp up time impacts the rest of your business.
Mm-hmm. So where would you like to see both your company and the security dealer community in overall be in the next 5 years?
Well, I feel like having gone through the things that we've gone through over the last couple of years, it's almost impossible to try and predict or think what, you know, out 5 years these days.
Right.
Because it's just so much is changing so fast right now. I mean, I would have never thought that we would have a bigger crunch on supply chain, you know, a year and a half after the pandemic started than we did when the pandemic began. So, and then how we've had to adapt and adopt new processes. So where I'd like to see like our company or the industry in general is just really maybe to stabilize things, and then figuring out how we all can you know, stay up with technology, with, again, changing at such a lightning speed, in particular on like the video and the keyless entry access control side of things that just is ever changing. Mm-hmm. And so making sure that, you know, all of us are doing our best there, and, you know, providing the best solutions, because, again, the customer's needs continue to change, and how we're have such a remote workforce. And then when you look at in the schools, how we can all be keeping those schools safe. You know, there's a lot of responsibility on all of us that are providing security solutions for our customers. So how we can make sure that we've got the right products and we can get those, so we can keep everybody safe and secure. And
great. I would like to thank you for your time today. I appreciate talking to you.
Yes, you're welcome. Yeah.